You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday or ask your question at homeshowgardenpros.com. Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. Thank you for listening to us on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we have got Danny taking your calls. Danny is from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Well, his baby is Enchanted Forest, and Joey's is Enchanted Gardens. They are in the South Richmond and Rosenberg areas, and we've got a line of callers, so we're going to go in order. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good.
So, I have, like, tropicals, canna lilies, bird of paradise, a couple other, well, some other varieties, bougainvilleas, stuff like that. So, what do I feed them from now on through March?
I wouldn't feed them anything right now because they're fixing to go dormant. There's no reason to try to make them new growth. Mm. You're going to confuse the plant.
Is there anything I could give them to strengthen the roots?
You know, you got to be careful. Humates is probably one of the better things that I would use if you haven't done a compost. I mean, mulch the bed so the roots stay warmer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But as far as fertilization, I would be careful on that. You know, if you're going to fertilize with something, make sure you use a very low nitrogen number. Nitrogen is what makes it put on new growth, and you just don't want the new growth this time of year.
And, Alan, I think you use seaweed, right?
I do. Correct.
Okay. I remember. you could actually do, like he said, do the mulch around them and the humates and water it in with the seaweed, and that'll actually kind of beef up their root system so they make it through this winter easier.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah. I was just wondering why it's kind of warm. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe I need to feed them something to strengthen their roots up because I know the top half is not going to be growing anymore right now, probably. And that's kind of what was on my curiosity plate.
Well, thanks for the call, Alan. That's a great reminder for the other listeners out there.
So let me ask one more question. If I cut my canna lilies down to the ground, do I need to add anything to them while they're dormant, or just leave them alone?
No, you just leave them alone.
Okay, so don't cut them.
Yeah, you're probably better off not cutting them really right now. Wait till they die back.
Okay,
and then you can cut them.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna wait till the first freeze at least, or the first frost.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a blessed day. I appreciate it. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And when we return, we will talk with Blake, Tim, and Jason.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday or ask your question at homeshowgardenpros.com.
This is Isaac Smith with Spring Gardens Nursery, and we'd love to have you come out and see us. We're having some great weather, and we've got some great deals. We've got a lot of our annual flats. We've got pansies. We've got violas. Come out. We'll help you strengthen your yard, do some drought recovery, put the life back in your soil. Please come see us, and let us help you out here at Spring Gardens Nursery. And we still have a great deal. If you spend $200 with Spring Gardens, you get a free garden box. If you want to spruce up your fall color, we've got marigolds, yellow, orange, red. We've got dianthus, petunias, snapdragons. Come on in and let us help you beautify your yard. Let's get out and work in our garden and make gardening fun again. If you need any help recovering, please come in and see us at Spring Gardens. We'd love to help you out. Easy to get to at 2420 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. We're open to the public. Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We have got Blake on the line. Good morning, Blake.
Morning, how are y'all?
We're good. What do you have for Danny and Cherry?
I wanted to comment on the two callers ago, the guy that was talking about he had a thin bladed y'all thought maybe Bermuda coming mm-hmm. up through the St. Augustine.
Yeah.
I was, and by no means am I questioning Danny's expertise, but could that possibly be a nutsedge coming up right now, or nutgrass?
It's possible.
Coming through there?
Yeah, you bet. Of course it's possible, but the Bermuda seems more likely, because Bermuda is usually in the yard. You just, mm-hmm. you might not see it because the St. Augustine is so
thick. It's in the healthiest of yards. Yeah.
It's always there. Right. But so is nutgrass. I mean, nutgrass is very likely. Nutgrass is, you know, in a picture, it's very easy to tell the difference, but over the radio, it's a little bit hard.
And that's why why it's important to get pictures and take them to your home show and get some eyes on it. First guess, Bermuda came to my mind too. So, but yes, nutsedge is going crazy right now.
But if for some reason it would be a weed or anything like that, if you would sod over top of it, would it choke that out or no?
It depends on what it is. Bermuda is very resilient, and so is nutgrass. So nutgrass will come up through.
Those are probably the two that would come up through.
Yeah. Nutgrass will come up through asphalt.
Yeah.
I've seen the county pave a road and nutgrass starts coming up through it. And you're like, what in the world is happening?
I farm rice south of Houston, and trust me, I know a lot about nutgrass.
That's funny.
Well, good.
Well, I appreciate it, and I just wanted to comment on that, and that's all.
Awesome. Thanks, Blake. Thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend. And right now we'd like to talk with Jason on the line. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I have some small pecan trees that came up. I guess the squirrels buried pecans. And I was wondering if I can transplant them.
Yeah, you bet. Once they go dormant, it's probably the best time. So if they're not quite dormant yet, just wait a little while longer than do it then.
What does that mean, dormant? I'm confused.
No leaves. So I personally would wait till January, mm-hmm. Late December, January, somewhere in there, and do what you need to do.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Make sure you get all the root you can. I'm guessing these are growing in the ground, or where are they growing?
Yes, sir. They're growing in the ground, and I have one that's 4 foot tall, but I'm not moving it. The other two are like 18 inches.
Yeah, the 18 inches ones you ought to be able to get, but you're going to need to get down probably 18 inches to get that taproot.
Okay.
So the more root, the better.
Okay. And I'm going to dig a big hole and put plenty of good soil in it.
Well, don't dig it too big, because then I'm assuming you have clay soil like 99% of the rest of us, but if you dig too big a hole, then you got a big old wet bowl when it rains.
Like a bathtub.
Yep. It'll just hold that water and that loose soil. So be careful, not too big.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Have a great weekend. And we'll return after this with Michael.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
crystal and silica dust here. Just call me Dusty. I'm in mortar, concrete, grout. You try holding down ceramic tile your whole life. Walked on, spilt on, potty trained puppies. Forget about it. I get the last laugh. When your tile is removed, all that dust? That's me. I get into everything. Your furniture, rugs, vents, even your lungs.
Cutting Edge Tile removes tile, dust-free. Huh? All that harmful dust, removed and hauled away. Say goodbye, Dusty.
Goodbye, Dusty.
DustFreeHouston.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday.
Microlife. That should be on your list today.
Yes.
Get your big Christmas tree and your bag of Microlife brown patch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't want any candy out there for our grass. Brown patch will help reduce that. So Microlife has it's an organic product, and we love it. It's safe around people and pets, and it's made locally.
Yes, it is.
And this is the time of year for the brown patch,
Microlife brown patch. And you're not putting brown patch on your yard, but you're putting a brown patch for preventer on your yard.
Yes.
It's a 513, and it's inoculated with a microbe package that will beef up the good microbes to take over the bad. So whether you if you have active brown patch, you can put it on, but if you want to prevent it,
perfect,
you can put it on to prevent it. But they have a whole line of lawn products that you can use throughout the year and liquids.
Yes.
And liquid seaweed is my favorite go-to. Yeah. Anytime I fertilize, I water it in with liquid seaweed. Nice. It helps activate it. It stimulates the biology in the soil to break it down. And then my Friday night.
Seaweed date. Perfect. And I'm
everything
telling you,
gets a dose of it.
I'm not as good about the seaweed every Friday night. But when I use the seaweed, I'm telling you, the next morning I'll go out and my plants are just smiling at me.
They are.
They
it's
just
like
love it.
The chlorophyll looks like little reflectors.
Yeah. They're so happy. So Microlife has a whole line of products, but right now we need to be focusing on the brown patch because they've got it formulated. And just like Sherry was saying, it's going to nurture the good guys down there in the soil.
Yes.
So we're going to try and fight off that brown patch. And it's all organic. It's healthy. Healthy soils for healthy plants and healthy people. Mm-hmm. You can find Microlife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro or MicrolifeFertilizer.com. So put that on your list.
I got mine out last week.
Yay! And we've got Richard. Richard, good morning. What do you have for Anita and Sherry?
Good morning. I have two crepe myrtle trees that are in my front yard, and one of them is covered in some black soot. All on the trunk of it and the leaves, and I didn't know what that was and what I need to do to get it off.
It's called bug poop. It's from aphids, and they have, when they excrete a sugary substance, which you probably already noticed on your car as well. Did you, Ricky?
Yes.
Yeah, and I have it at my yard too, and plants get aphids when they're stressed.
Oh.
And we had a very stressful summer.
We had two stressful summers in a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, aphid poop has been raining down in my car for 2 years now.
Yeah. So the aphid poop, the other word for it is honeydew.
Honeydew, which let's call
it's
it
a
what
sugary
it really
substance.
Is.
Yeah. And then it mildews and makes the sooty mold.
Right, it makes sooty mold. Now, how to get rid of it? I don't know.
Well, Sherry? At this point in the year, if it was indeed from aphids on the leaves, which it could have been aphids on the leaves, or on your trunk if you have the little white scales. So go and assess. If you have the black trunk but there's little white dots, then that's the scale. If there's no black dots, then it was just the aphids. Now, problem's about to be solved because it's going to go dormant. Mm-hmm. It's going to drop all those leaves.
Okay.
And then the problem will go away. The black stuff will slowly wear off. And in the spring, your crepe myrtle, after you feed it, it'll push on this burst of growth and your trunk will peel and then all the black stuff will be gone.
Yay.
Now, if you go and you look at it and you see the little white dots, then we need to spray a dormant oil on it at this point in the year. And dormant oil is a not very refined oil, so it's very emollient and it will smother out those little scale.
And we do that now.
Yeah, you could do that now. Okay. But if there's nothing on the trunk except for the black stuff, if there's no little white dots, then it was just aphids, Once the leaves fall, the problem's gone. Then we just worry about next year, beefing that tree up, get it really healthy come spring so that it doesn't get stressed out next year.
So can you fertilize now?
You could do a light fertilization right now. You can do things like azomite, compost top dressing. That will help the tree. But kind of see if you have those scale on the trunk to know if you need to spray anything right now.
Okay.
I will. Okay. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thanks you bet. Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Well, you have a call. You and Anita have a call from Johnny. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. What do you have for Anita?
I have, I live up here in Magnolia, and something is rooting in my yard. I think it's armadillos. They're digging little holes in the yard, not very big, but they're in the yard, in the flower beds. I've got mulch around all my trees. They're in it every night, and I think there's a bunch of them because I don't think one could do that much damage. It's on. I'm on 2 acres, and I've got these little holes all over the yard and that. And I'm hearing for some old-timers up here that you can put mothballs out, and they don't like the scent, and they'll go away. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, is that bad for the soil or the plants or whatever to drop mothballs around?
Yeah, I mean, you could localize and do mothballs in certain areas, but I wouldn't do a blanket application of mothballs, but repelling them is going to be the best way. They're thirsty right now, and and they're foraging to get ready for winter. So if they're not doing terrible damage, if they're just making little holes, they're kind of aerating and kind of turning the soil for you. But if they're destroying your yard, then we want to kind of push them out. There are repellents that are more botanical based, so they're not going to hurt your soil. That you could put out. But I wouldn't do a blanket application of crushed mothballs. One, it's going to stink in your yard, and you're not going to be able to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. If,
right, you know, on these nice evenings. And so I would get something that is more like there's a Repelzol by Bonide. There's a few different brands of repellents that are going to be more botanical. They're not going to stink, and they're not going to hurt your soils.
But are we sure they're armadillos? Could they be...
I put a little cage out and put marshmallows in it, and I caught a baby coon, of course. I don't know that he did that, but my granddaughter was here, and so she said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to take it down to the golf course and let it go down there." And she said, "Oh, they'll lose their mommy, can't do it," so I had to let the...
Let the coon go. Yeah, because other things it could be, you know, the acorns are dropping like crazy, and the squirrels are going crazy. So they're burying acorns everywhere. Yep. So it's one or the other, but you may get a little game camera out and just see who your culprit is.
Yeah.
They're real inexpensive. I got one
on
Amazon.
Fun.
Yeah. And just see who's doing the damage, and then work on the repelling. You know, if it's just acorns being buried, that's just what they do right now.
Right. And you're right. You're right about the aeration. Johnny, I had armadillos, and I know they were armadillos because I got a picture of both of them one night just by surprise. And I've heard that they don't see well either.
Right.
So sometimes that's why it's hard to trap them.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had years of kind of a cycle of armadillos coming to visit my lawn, and they are basically aerating my lawn.
Yeah, they want grubs, they want moisture.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were a few areas where they were kind of destructive, and Anita gave me a great hint because one of them was a burrow underneath a fence, and I couldn't have that, and I filled it in with the little tiny pea gravel.
Yeah.
And that did help for a little while. And then he tried to get under one certain big shrub. He was making a burrow, which I thought was dangerous for my shrub. So I did the whole cayenne pepper and little gravel and stuff. And now it's been quiet. So I don't know, Johnny. It seems like they come and go, or they're getting hit by a car. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a huge hole underneath one of my shrubs.
Yes.
Yeah, fill it with gravel.
Fill it. Yeah.
Because you know why gravel works? Is because when they dig the gravel, it all rolls right back into the hole again.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll go to something else. But, I had the same thing, a big burrow under there.
Yep.
Well, hopefully this
information. What was the name of that?
Oh, the name, Sherry.
Repelzol, you said?
Repelzol. Just smells off. And it does several different animals, and it's more botanical, so it won't be as stinky.
Nice.
Okay. Well, okay. I may try that. I've got pea gravel around here, so I can definitely put that in that hole.
There you go.
All right. Well, good luck with little Mr. Army.
Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've already talked about azomite this morning.
Yes.
And if you didn't hear us bragging about it, this is a great product for remineralizing, right? Those micronutrients.
Boosting that immune response. And during stressful times, it's very important. Nutrition is very important. Mm-hmm. And azomite's not a food, but it's a supplement. Just there like you eat food, you take vitamins. This is going to be like the vitamin for your yard. And winter can be stressful.
Yes.
So we want to go ahead and apply it. Beef up the immune response so that we get through the winter good. And not just your grass.
Everywhere.
Everything. I was talking about fruit trees earlier. It will help beef up that immune response. So when stresses settle in, that it can fight these things off naturally. So you're not having to break out every chemical in the spring whenever it starts to leaf out to treat fungus and virus and all kinds of stuff. So get your azomite. It's a complete nutrient package as far as all your micronutrients. And it's really easy to apply. It's not stinky.
Yes.
You know, we put ours out this week before all this rain. And it's a great product.
We love the azomite. So those trace minerals, that's what our lawn needs. Okay. Not only feeding them, but we also have to supplement them.
Your lawn, your trees, your bushes, your fruit trees, your vegetable garden.
Everywhere you can spread it everywhere. So azomite is remineralizing your soil just with one bag. Poof. You're done. So pick up your azomite, your bag of azomite at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. And homeshowgardenpros.com has more information on azomite and where to find it and how to use it. Easy to use. Wonderful products. So thank you, azomite. We'll return after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. If you have a question, call next Saturday or ask your question at homeshowgardenpros.com.
We have been talking a lot about natives and plants and what's healthy, what's the best thing to plant here, what's going to last. And, you know, I mean, sometimes you might lose a little or plants, but it's always so worth it to get plants in the ground. And we love Plants for Texas.
Right. And Plants for Texas come in a very easy to identify pot. It has a Texas shape right on the pot or a Texas tag in it. But there are over 40 different varieties of plants that are not just native, but they could also be well adapted to our area, like plumbago and esperanza, ornamental grasses, red yucca. But they're great plants that have proven, been tested to be hardy. In our extremes.
Perfect choice. Plants for Texas. And it's in, like you said, it's got the Texas shape on the pot. It's kind of a putty brown shape or brown colored pot. All of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Plants for Texas.
Yes. So and if they don't, go request them.
Yeah. Go and request them. So, you know, it's a great, you know, filler or if you want to start in one area. So these are wonderful. Plants for Texas. So 40 different seasonal varieties.
Yeah. So if you're not sure.
Yes.
You can trust that they'll be hardy here.
Right. They've tried. They've tested them and they've worked with them and for 45 years. So Plants for Texas. Perennials, ornamentals, succulents they have also. So look for the flag, the Texas flag on the 1 gallon pot with the Texas shape on it. And look for those at your Home Show Garden Pros and plantsfortexas.com. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros and we have got Robert. Good morning, Robert. What do you have for Anita and Sherry?
Good morning. I've started 2 mango trees from the pits. And the one is about 8 inches tall. The other one is about 5 inches. And they're in 2.5 gallon pots. with garden soil. And I wanted to know for the upcoming cool season, they're outside in full sun right now, but should I create a greenhouse for them for the cool season? And how much moisture should I keep in the soil?
I would definitely create a greenhouse, and you can do it with half-inch PVC pipe hooped over and put into one-inch PVC pipe. And you can make a pretty sturdy little greenhouse quite easily that way. And then mangoes are actually grow in water, right? They're kind of like an aquatic plant, so definitely would have to stay moist, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have any experience with growing mangoes, so you're ahead of us on that.
Yeah, but I mean, you can make your little greenhouse, but yes. If we're going to have one of those really hard freezes, bring them inside.
For
because
sure.
You make a little greenhouse, but you'd have to have a heater and if it's just going to be a frost, a little greenhouse is fine. Or if we're just going to sneak down past freezing for an hour or two, that's fine. But if we're going to be really cold for an extensive amount of time, just bring them inside. They're small enough right now to bring them inside.
Yeah.
And then put them back out whenever we warm up.
Yeah, they're in draining pots, and I have them in a one-inch dish, and I just fill water. I keep the dish filled with water.
Okay.
So that,
And they're doing great.
Right, right.
Good.
One of the leaves on it is kind of, it's turning brown and curling up.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the leaves on it look fine. Is there something I should apply or look for?
No, I think we're just going into slow growth, and leaves aren't on a tree forever, so you will have some shedding of leaves. So if it comes off real easy, just pull it off.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Anything.
And then wait till the spring before you start feeding, but start feeding it in the springtime.
Right. Okay. So during the winter, I'll only bring them inside because they are a tropical plant. They like full sun all the time, and moisture. So I guess I'll just bring them in if it's cold and outside the greenhouse. If it's I live south of I-10, so usually all I get is frost on my roof.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you'll be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just in that crazy case, like the few winters that we've had, or the two winters that we've had in the past 3 years that were severe, a little greenhouse outside, like our big, huge greenhouse that has heaters in it, still got below freezing.
Wow.
Yeah. And we were pumping the heat out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you just have to take that into consideration.
And hopefully those are unusual times.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're real easy to grow from a pit, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never done it. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Easy to grow. It's just once they get sizable, it's harder to protect them. So,
I just don't. Because I've had two pomegranate trees that have been killed every year by frost. They're in the ground.
Yeah.
But they come back. But, it takes 5 to 10 years for them to start producing. But
wow.
If they're restarting every year, I guess I'll never get a pomegranate.
Right.
Unless we get that stretch of really mild winters. Yeah.
Which happens. Yeah. So
we're due for one.
Thank you, lady.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
That's a fun project.
Yeah.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Anita, Sherry, and Sandy will return after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
It's the event tool lovers wait for, the 2023 Festool Experience, coming to Circle Saw for one day only, December 7th. See Festool's showcase of new tools that help you work better and faster. Festool track saws, circular saws, sanders, drills, and jigsaws, corded and cordless. See live demos, get answers direct from the Festool factory rep at Circle Saw. It's the Festool Experience, Thursday, December 7th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Circle Saw, 2510 Ella Boulevard, just inside the 610 Loop.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. Thank you for listening to this encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We got some rain and looks like the cool weather is starting to roll in. What do you get when you drop a pumpkin? You get squash, of course. We love pumpkins at Enchanted. Some of our favorite things in the fall are all the different varieties that we carry and all the combinations that we can make with them. They are an easy, beautiful way to bring color naturally, and pumpkins make a unique statement in your outdoor and indoor spaces. Stack pumpkins by your front door to greet friends, decorate your mantle, or use them to make a wonderful centerpiece for your dinner table. Are you looking for ways to enjoy the colors of fall in your Gulf Coast area garden that we just don't get from our local deciduous trees? Well, we've got the plants for you. Have you ever tried crotons? With their colorful leaves and various blends of oranges, reds, yellows, and greens, they look like they were created just for the fall season. Mum's the word. Time to get your mums planted in the ground or pots so you can enjoy their beautiful blooms for as long as possible. We have a great selection of color and sizes. Now's the time to get your fall veggie garden going. Get inspired this year to grow fall vegetables with our great selection. Some of the plants that you can plant right now are Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, lettuce, kale, cabbage, and more. And don't forget to check out our seed selection, too. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugar Land. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we've got Kelly from Plants for All Seasons taking your calls. All right, so someone's sitting there going, okay, what perennial, annual, what
right,
do you mean?
Right, and everybody mixes them up because the words are confusing.
Okay.
But perennials come back off of their own root or wood.
Uh-huh.
And annuals come back from either seed or they're done. So,
So they can come back.
Correct.
Annuals can come back.
They can. Yeah. Uh-huh. And sometimes, you know, our winter can be mild. Summer may not be so atrocious. Mm-hmm. And things can hang on.
Yeah.
Because I'll have people, my begonias are perennial. No, they're not perennial. They're still an annual. But conditions were favorable for them to hang on and extend their mm-hmm. season.
So, I had success with snapdragons. Mine yeah. hung on like crazy.
There are some things that will hang on better than others. Mm-hmm. And some things, the first sign of a hot season coming up, that boom, they're done.
Yeah.
You know, or the first sign of a cool night, they're out.
Okay.
But there are other things, just, you know, maybe there's just even a little microclimate in your yard where, mm-hmm. you know, where you An have area. Something hang on, you know, it's yeah. kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So keep that in mind. And, you know, if you've got questions on, I have this area, this
yes.
spot, what do I plant there?
Right.
You can give us a call or you can visit one of the Home Show Garden
sure.
Pros. And Kelly, we've got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
So, first of all, I just love your show. Y'all need to be on 7 days a week, 4 hours a day, but that's just
aw, you're so sweet.
Wow. So, thanks for listening.
Every time I turn around, I have a thousand more questions.
Perfect.
I was like, okay, I'll just take one every Saturday.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
So I've got a bougainvillea in a big planter out here in my yard, and I'm wondering, can I leave it there, or do I have to put it inside somewhere, or will it die off and come back? Or
It just depends on what.
I hate to have to move it,
yeah.
but if I have to, I have to.
There's just going to be some evenings, hopefully no more than too many in a row, that you would have to move it. I think a big mistake people make with things like bougainvilleas, they'll just, you know, first sign of a cool night, they'll move them into their garage and just leave them there all winter. It's like like the sun.
Oh,
so it's just going to depend how cold we are. So it's kind of, if it's going to be down into the 40s kind of consistently, they're not going to be happy about it, but it's not going to kill them. They're going to look pretty rough. If we're going down closer to freezing in the, you know, 32 range, you need to pull them in. Mm. They will not really...
They won't survive.
They can hang on, but it'll take them so long to come back after that you might as well buy a new one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for some reason, it's, you know, and I realize we had the million degree summer,
yeah.
but it's like, once that kind of went away, They're absolutely beautiful plants.
I've seen
a prettier plant, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're
and,
gorgeous.
And they're blooming like crazy, and they just light my yard up. And I was like, man, I wish I had 100 of these around here.
Right, It's so January and February are touch and go for them. So
is there a cover I could buy and just put over the whole plant?
Yes, you can
leave
get
it out the yard, or do I really have
like
to
I said, it's temperature related. So are we going to be down in the 30s, you know, for extended hours, are we just going to, you know, be in the 40s? They'll be a little angry at you. They'll drop some leaves. They'll drop their blooms. You know, it just really depends. But anything freezing, you need to pull them in inside.
Okay,
but there
I can't buy one of them. Fancy covers
you,
I see.
Yes, you can. And buy those, like the Insulate blankets, which we do have in stock right now at the nursery. You can do that, but that's going to be more when we're in the risk of frost. So it will help with frost, but it's not going to help with a hard freeze.
So if I put them in my shed or garage or whatever, do I need to put a light on them if you can?
Only if we're going to be below freezing for extended hours. If we're just going to hit freezing, you usually do not have to do that.
And then bring it back out.
And then bring it back out. Just remember when the weather turns nice again the next day or 2 days later, because you know we always go back up, put it back outside so it can...
Okay, so let me ask you this. What if I put them in the ground permanently?
Yes.
Then I'm going to have to go a different route.
Would have to go a different route. A lot of times people, when we're going to have extended cold like that and the bougainvillea are nice and established, people will cut them back and then cover them. They'll pile mulch higher up on the trunk, but then pull it back when we're going to have super cold weather. But also it depends on where you are in Houston. On the north side of town, that's harder to have them in the ground. Yeah, it's harder to have them in the ground in our area because we are in that frost belt, so it's a lot more covering of them. We get colder than the south side. I mean, I can go in. My grandma lives further south than me down in like Oak Forest area. And they're growing. People have had them planted for years and years on like the south side of their house. And theirs are, you know, as tall as the house and beautiful. And they don't have to worry about it because they aren't getting as much frost. So
if I go ahead and put them in the ground today.
Yeah.
Do you think I have enough time for them to get established?
No. I would wait till spring to go ahead and plant one in the ground. So do your pot thing for this late fall and winter, and then come March when it looks like our temperatures have kind of chilled out, then put them in the ground.
Okay. I guess I'll just wait till spring then.
Yeah, it'll just be a little move them in and move them out.
Yeah.
So a pot, a moving dolly is not a bad thing to have.
Right.
So one more question on my birds of paradise.
Yes.
Do I need to come back or just leave them? They're going to die off and then come back?
Usually they die off. Yeah, usually they just die off and come back. So
do I need to cut them or just let them do the thing?
Let them do their thing and then trim off the ick after that happens.
The mushy-gushy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you all. I'll prepare my next week's question.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Alan.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hopefully we won't have that extreme, but you know, we'll deal with it if it comes.
It happens.
Yeah. But right now, it's beautiful.
It is.
And you know what? Thanks for the reminder, because we just were talking about this is the time to plant.
Yeah.
And you know, call us with your questions on specifics like this.
Yes.
Because this is a really good point about the bougainvillea.
Yes.
You've got
them
in a pot.
Just wait. Put them in the spring. That is something that you want to have go warmer.
Right. Right. Yeah. That they like the warmer.
Yes.
Obviously, they're called tropicals.
Exactly.
So you can still get them and put them in a pot and, like you say, bring them in and out.
Yeah. And it's not that much. It's not that many times.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
It's not like it's every day you're moving it in and out.
No. So really good point about the tropicals. If you've got them in the pots, that's a great place. And if you want them in the ground later, then we'll talk about that in the spring.
Correct.
We'll get them
in
there.
Let's do that.
Okay. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Kelly is in the studio ready to talk color and planting and lawns after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. The Woodlands Tree Experts. The arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Nelson's Plant Food. Texas-made targeted nutrition. Helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. This is an encore presentation of the Home Show Garden Pros. Phone lines are not open.
Attention, all green thumbs and nature lovers. Are you ready to take your garden to the next level this fall? Hi, this is Leo from Nature's Way Resources, your one-stop destination for premium organic mulch, the secret to lush, thriving gardens. Our organic mulch is the gift from nature that keeps on giving. It nourishes your soil, retains moisture, and suppresses weeds, ensuring your plants reach their full potential. But that's not all. This fall, visit our plant nursery, stocked with a wide variety of fruit trees and native trees. Embrace the beauty of nature in your own backyard. From satsumas to oaks, you can find it all this season at our nursery. Nature's Way Resources, where your garden dreams come to life. Don't wait. Come see us today. Put down organic mulch and grow the garden of your dreams this fall. Visit Nature's Way Resources and our partner plant nursery for fruit trees and native trees. We are located north on I-45. Take the 1488 exit, head east across the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Because when you choose Nature's Way, you choose success. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and this is we like to chat with you.
Yes.
About whatever you're looking out your window and you're going, okay, what is it I want to do this weekend in my lawn garden or my patio garden? Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Such an easy number. And Kelly is a wonderful human to talk to.
That's right. Be like Alan. Call me.
Yes. Yes. He has a list every Saturday, and that's great.
Yes.
And we have got Tony on the line for you, Kelly.
Yay.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. I have a question. My son lives in Austin. We're going to go up today to help him with his yard. He's got a small yard with St. Augustine, and he's got just basically a border garden bed around his house. Not a whole lot, but he didn't really get to do anything with it this summer, and it's pretty bad because of the drought.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what steps I should take to prepare it over the winter so it'll be a good start in the spring. I was thinking in the grass we'll aerate it and maybe put down leaf mold compost. Do you have any other suggestions?
Yeah, you can do that, Tony. The leaf mold and the aeration will be great. And then the you could take either a MicroLife brown patch control and do a fertilization or the Nelson's Carbo Load.
Oh, yep.
Is also good. And that has a pre-emergent herbicide mixed into it. Since if his yard struggled this year, he may see an increase in weeds. So that would help prevent those.
Perfect.
And then for his beds, just get a good mulch down for him and get him ready for spring.
Yeah. And you can put those in the beds too, right,
Yeah,
Kelly?
You can put the Carbo Load.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
And it's called Carbo, C-A-R-B-O Load?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
From Nelson's
Plant Food.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.
Well, enjoy. That's a fun project because we've got adult children, and I mean, many of us have adult children, and you want to help out, and that is a great way.
It's lots of boy moms, more so than girl moms.
Yes.
Go to visit and fix the son's yards.
Right.
It's pretty funny.
Right.
And a lot of them from Houston to Austin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
fun to see.
Yes. So that's, and she's already got a great start. She's a great listener. She's called us to ask us questions before, but that's a wonderful treat to be able to go up and not only help them, but then kind of get them to understand.
Yes, exactly. It's a passing down from the generation kind of thing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
This is how you do it. And it's not just about a product, but it's about the whole process.
Yep.
And like you said a little while ago about what's going on underneath the soil, the little battle going on.
So much.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So
if only we could really watch it.
I know. Yeah. And Kelly, we've got master gardeners who could do the show with us.
Of course they could.
And then we've got people who are dabbling or just starting or just, you know, and no question is repeated or don't feel intimidated at all, because trust me, I'm still there. I'm still learning a lot. And, you know, I'll have Kelly roll her eyes at me if I say something that's really wrong.
Have
you know?
I rolled my eyes at you? Okay,
you
thank God.
No, but you will. You know,
I am an infamous eye roller.
I may misstep, or Sherry has, you know, Sherry gives me that look like, okay, Sandy, you're not the expert. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm not,
you would think I'm all not. The trouble I got in as a kid for rolling my eyes, I would have cured that habit.
I used to be told, I sat on a board and I remember someone across from me said, Sandy, I'd love to play poker with you because it's on your face.
Oh,
you just say it.
That's what my husband says about me. He was like, oh, so you have kings. And I'm like, damn it. I don't have a good poker face.
Yeah, I do not have a good poker face.
Yeah.
But circling back, I am not the expert. Kelly is on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And right now we have Jeannie, who wants to talk with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. How are you, Jeannie?
Just fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. What's up?
I had the opportunity to pull up vinca vine type plants, the spreading.
Okay.
And I want to replant them. Do I cut them back all the way or just plant the entire plant?
Are you talking about the vinca vine, like the ground cover type, not the blooming?
Like, the vine. They're spreading.
Yeah, the spreading kind. So, yes, you can cut it back, but you have to have some root at the little nodes. So get after it. Get it planted. Yeah. You may find that it can't support the whole thing, so you may have then cut it back, whatever part wilts. But go ahead and get it planted.
Fine.
Okay. I'll leave some of the vines on?
Correct. Yes, because where the leaf node is, you can get roots coming out from those little sections to hold it as it vines and creeps along.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
For you. That's a fun project. Good for her.
Yes.
Just replanting and
replanting.
Yeah.
Spreading it around.
That's right. Now, to remind everybody, Kelly, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you are Plants for All Seasons. You are Home Show Garden Pro.
I am Plants for All Seasons.
You are Plants for All Seasons.
Yes.
Up off of 249, and Kelly is here this morning taking your calls. And we also have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy, direct west. And actually, Anita will be here next weekend. And we've got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They're more south, the Richmond, Rosenberg area, Danny and Joey, great locations just to wander. I mean, I really think you should take a tour of the Home Show Garden Pro locations, because every one of them is...
That's what we do. We do a bus tour.
Yes, there you go, a bus tour, while our grass is in dormancy.
Why not?
And we've got Spring Gardens Nursery, and they are north in the Klein area, right off of Gosling Road. Great. I mean, trees like crazy over there. Just a wonderful location. And plants and shrubs, anything you need at Spring Gardens Nursery. And Nature's Way Resources is north between the Woodlands and Conroe. And you hear us talking about John Ferguson's leaf mold compost all the time. Mm-hmm. And they've got beautiful, they have a really big selection of natives.
Yep.
That is really nice. So it's another beautiful location and pet friendly. And you can go and wander around and pick up what you need for fall planting. And that's what we are doing this weekend. We are planting in this beautiful weather that we've got.
Yes, it's the perfect weekend to get out and get things fixed up from that terrible summer.
Right. And we will return after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool. And Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Ah, where is that?
Meet Jane. Jane is frustrated and stressed because Jane is wildly disorganized. In comes Shelf Genie.
There you are.
That was easy. Thanks, Shelf Genie.
Shelf Genie makes your life easier one glide out shelf at a time. A design consultant comes to your home, assesses your needs, and goes over options to make your daily routine as seamless as possible. Be like Jane. Make good choices. Book a free design consultation with Shelf Genie today. ShelfGenie.com/Houston.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
You can find great plants at all of our Home Show Garden Pros, but I like to look for plants for Texas.
Yes.
Those are fun. Now, it's a really easy plant to look for, any kind of sort of native-y type of plant. Plants for Texas, they're in a brown pot and it has the Texas symbol on it. It's Texas born, Texas tested for Texas gardeners. So Plants for Texas are in all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. And what I love is they say green thumb optional. Because these are all plants that are really for the Texas weather.
They are. They are tried and true, proven.
Right. Texas they may tough. Not be defined as a native.
Correct.
But they're Texas tough.
Absolutely.
And they're so they have succulents, they have perennials, they have ornamental grasses. We don't talk a lot about ornamental grasses.
No.
And I have some new in an area, mm-hmm. which I love. It totally changes.
Just softens.
A corner.
Yeah.
Yes, it really
and
softens
brings
it.
Brings motion into the garden.
And I love their barbecue rosemary. Mm-hmm. They talk about how that the stems, mm-hmm. you can use them as skewers.
Isn't that cool?
It is so fun.
Yeah.
So they have 40 seasonal varieties. Texas, Plants for Texas. So look for those.
Yes.
They come from Magnolia Gardens, which really you don't need to know about because they sell them to our nurseries.
Yes.
And they've been around for 45 years and they have nurtured and they have figured mm-hmm. out what plants work. So look for the brown pot, Plants for Texas, 40 different seasonal varieties, and ask your Home Show Garden Pros. You know,
for
if
sure.
there's something in particular you're looking for, ask them.
Yeah.
So look for the Texas flag on their 1 gallon pot, their Texas shaped tags at your favorite independent nursery, or go to Home Show Garden Pros to find out where those favorite nurseries are. PlantsForTexas.com. PlantsForTexas.com. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. Mm-hmm. And Kelly was talking about that it's the 50th anniversary coming up, which is super fun.
It's a big
and
deal.
It used to be a family ranch kind
farm. Kind of horse farm.
Yeah,
for my grandpa.
And if you have been in Houston for any amount of time, you know how we've sprawled.
Mm-hmm.
And I can totally picture that.
How yes.
It used to be this lovely little farm.
Yes. I'll be posting pictures soon of what it looked like way back.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that reminds me. So you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. We have a Facebook page and all
yeah.
those other social media things.
Yeah.
But so do all of our Home Show Garden
Everybody
Pros. Everybody does. So
yes.
Go to Plants for All Seasons and Nelson's Nursery. Enchanted has them. Nature's Way
yep.
and Spring Gardens Nursery. Because it's not just pitchy.
No.
It is information.
100%.
Oh,
what
my
we
gosh.
Have. It's all what we have
right.
going on.
Right.
It's how you find out. The
it's
latest
how you
and greatest.
Learn. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
So I love it. And especially when we get to times where we need data.
Right.
It's really important. Yes. So thank you so much, Plants for All Seasons, for being
thank
here, Kelly.
You.
You're so fun to talk to and chat
it,
with.
It we is had... always fun. I wasn't sure if we'd have as much fun without Sherry, but I think we did.
Shh, don't tell her that. We're going to hurt her feelings.
Quiet, I know, right?
We'll tell her, oh, we so missed you, Sherry. We 100%.
She's listening, Sandy.
Oh,
she can hear us.
We do miss you, Sherry.
Yes.
But Kelly did a great job.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful expert here on the show, and thanks for all the callers and listening.
Yes.
And this has been Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.